Well, hey guys, welcome back. Well, I shouldn't say welcome back. I should say welcome because this is our first official episode.
Air quote official?
Yeah. You can't see me doing the air quotes, but I did them.
Yes, air quotes. Our first one wasn't really like, I mean, it was just kind of like an introduction and we were testing things out. And so here we are with the official one.
Let's not pretend. We recorded a full episode that none of y'all will be listening to because we also got too excited and too drunk while we were recording it. And so we scrapped that whole thing.
The whole thing. It was a whole hour and a half of us rambling and getting drunker and drunker and drunker.
Yeah. We're a bunch of drunk fools. Let's just not do that again. No. We've learned what works for us and we've got to keep it down to like a 2-drink minimum prior to.
Right. Speaking of which, time for a drink.
Yes.
No kidding. Okay, so anyway.
She's not kidding.
Well, welcome. Thanks for joining us for our very first official podcast of In These Streets. And I'm Miranda.
And I'm Krista. I hope that you guys are happy about walking in these streets with us.
Of course, they're going to be happy. Like you said before, what's better than us?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
Anyway, no, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it. We appreciate a lot of the support that we've been getting. Who knew that the podcast world would be as supportive as they are?
I had no idea. Like when we thought of this whole idea, I really wasn't thinking about like making friends. You know how I am. I don't like people that much.
No, you don't.
I try. I really try, guys. I try to be friendly, but my face usually gives it away.
She does really have the best resting bitch face I've ever seen.
It's true.
It is true.
Yeah. My mom told me that it's a genetic problem. I can't help it at this point. But I'm really approachable, and if you come talk to me, I will totally talk to you. But this face usually prevents that.
It's true. Yeah. It's true. It prevented me a long time for doing that. But it's okay. We're here now.
And you love me now.
I do. It's love fine. You. I love you.
She can't live her life without me. We're life partners.
Life partners. For sure. We decided that. Okay. So here we are. What are we going to talk about first? Or we want to talk about how we are, how we've been?
How have you been? Girl.
I have been amazing. I'm pretty tired, not going to lie, but I'm glad to be here. I'm really glad to be home. I got home. I washed all the swamp off of me and just got back
this
from Mardi Gras.
This girl has been walking the streets of Mardi Gras.
Sure have. It was a great time. If you've never been to Mardi Gras, please go. Do yourself a favor and go. You'll love it. And
she left me behind. It was really just freaking rude, but it's fine because I got drunk and lost in the streets of Dallas one night. It's fine. I literally did get lost.
We were like,
it was kind of scary
in separate streets, but we were still in the streets.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a fun time.
Yeah. So that was that. I mean, I'm back. I'm alive barely, but I'm here recovering and so happy to be doing our first recording.
Yes. So I'm glad that you enjoyed your weekend, but I'm glad that you're back. Yeah. I missed you.
Missed you too.
Yay, we're back. Yes.
So, what are we going to talk about first?
Well, I picked this topic, guys, because this is my current situation. So, I just really want to talk about because I want to talk about me. Just kidding, I'm not that self-centered. Sometimes. But so I think tonight we just want to talk a little bit about dating. Like, how do we date now? Right. I don't know, because I'm really bad at it, apparently.
We're just going to dive in with a dating 101?
Yeah, I think so. Okay. I mean, dating 101. We're going to give advice on dating. Well, I'm horrible at it. So you can take this advice however you would like. I mean, I get a lot of dates.
But I mean, like, seriously, it makes for great stories.
It does.
That was the whole reason why we started this thing, because we have some pretty funny stories to share.
Yeah. But so, I mean, I get a lot of dates, so I feel like I have a lot of experience dating, and I get a lot of people that tell me they want to date me, but it's just like, I don't really get past like that first or second, sometimes third date. It's fine. It's a sarcastic attitude in this resting bitch face. They don't get me far.
But the question is it your fault or is it their fault? That's what I want to know.
Look, it's their fault because I set up these dating app pictures. Actually, no, I should say this is my fault because I set up these dating apps pictures and these profiles and they're all of me and my happy smiley face. And I look really inviting, and then they meet me in person, and they're like, what happened?
What's happening?
I mean, I look the same, guys. I'm not here to, like, fool someone online. Like, I'm not in a catfish situation. Like, happening.
She even has one without makeup on.
Because I want to be a real person.
You're being real. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
Speaking of which, hold on. Like, that's a good start. Like, we wanted to talk about, like, dating apps and stuff. We actually created a Tinder, a few days ago?
Mm-hmm.
A few days ago. It is already banned. Thank you, someone, if you reported us. I'm not really sure.
I think it was just because we were over. Well, I was not. You were over there swiping right on everybody. Yeah, because she literally loves everybody. However, my personal, I didn't even know that was a thing that could happen, because my personal Tinder account has never been banned because I don't swipe right on anybody.
She is so selective. I'm just like, let's just love all.
Why I'm single, because I literally put in no effort and then I complain about other people putting in no effort.
Oh, God.
So I'm basically the person that I'm complaining about, but whatever.
No, I have a story about that. We're going to get to that later. That's going to be another topic. But let's go ahead and start in with this whole dating app situation. What do you think about it?
It's okay. So obviously, you know, I got married at like 23. I got divorced when I was 28, 30 now. So when I started dating again, I just dove right in. I was like, heck yeah, I'm single. I'm going to get out here. Yeah. And I was like, okay, well, I went out and no one talked to me. That's a thing. Like, nobody. When I first started going out, like, I never got approached by anyone. Now it's like, I get approached by everyone. And I'm like, oh my gosh, leave me alone. But at first, it's like, no one would talk to me. And I think it was because I still had that, like, stink, like, that, like, you were married, now you're divorced, like, stink on my body. People just weren't approaching me. So I was asking my friends, I'm like, my single friends, I'm like, how do you meet people? And they're like, oh, well, you should get on this, like, these apps. And I'm like, oh, well, okay. I really don't want to. Like, I just want to meet someone organically and fall in love. Yeah. That's not a real thing anymore. So, like, got into this world. I signed up. I'm like, well, fuck it. I'm going to get on all the apps. Like, I'm going to test them all out. And, like, at first, you know, I just got on, like, one. And then I was like, well, let me see who's on the other one. Well, everybody's on all of them. Mm. Everyone. Because I was swiping and, like, doing things. And it's all the same people. So I think my first experience was Tinder.
Okay.
Because I didn't want to have to reach out to the people first, because I'm so awkward through messages. Like, me in messages and me in real life, two different people. I'm like, hey, how you doing? Me in real life, I'm like, hey, let's party. It's two different people. Like, people do not get the best of me online. It's just not a thing. I just, okay. So I was just used to, like, old school way of dating. Like, that's how I met my ex. Well, all the exes, you know, just in life, like, walking down the street. Hey, you're cute. Let's go.
I think you really lose an element in dating if you're not meeting face to face. Like, oh, yeah, I can look at a few pictures of a guy and think, yeah, he's hot, whatever. But you don't really know until you get in front of somebody and see their whole demeanor and the way that they carry themselves. That is completely different
girl.
From pictures. Oh, let's be real. Girl selfies? Come on now.
Oh, my God. I get all my best angles. I am not even trying to play. I will put a picture of me without makeup on there with no filter. That's fine. But it's going to be at my best angle.
Oh, for sure.
I'm going to be like up over the right side, like sunlight and everything. Because sunlight, man. I said no filter, but I didn't say I wasn't filtering with some good ass sunlight.
Well, let's be real. When we stand beside each other, we're always on the same side in every picture. You'll notice it. We both, like, just so happen to show our best sides when we're standing beside each other.
Yes, I have a side where my dimple on the one side is more pronounced than the other side, so I need it to show.
Mine too.
I know my cute angles. Hey!
Speaking of cute angles, we'll talk about that with dick pics.
There's no cute angle for that, honey bunny. There is just none.
Well, we'll get to that later, though.
Yeah.
Yes.
But, yeah, so back to these apps. So I think I originally signed up on Tinder. And I was like, oh, this is cool. Like, I don't want to have to message anybody. And then I started getting all these crazy messages. I wish I could remember all the messages that I was getting. But it was mostly like, hey, I want to, like, lick your butthole. And I'm like, hi, what's your name? Like...
Yeah, can we exchange names first?
Yeah, and they're like, oh, can I have your kick? What the fuck is a kick? I don't know what that is. Don't ask me for it.
That's a played out app.
I don't know, but I never had it. And they asked me for it. And I'm like, I don't know what the fuck that is. So, no, you can't have it.
Like, isn't Snapchat the thing?
I don't know. You know how I am about giving people my social media stuff.
She wasn't. I'm like, oh, you want to follow me on Snapchat? For sure. Here it is.
And here I am recording a podcast. And I'm like, no, you can't know my last name. That's freaking weird.
Oh, it's all right, though.
Don't follow me. I don't know you.
Just like being jaded from all these weird dates that you had.
Girl, yeah. So then I get on like Plenty of Fish. Like, I don't know who the hell. Oh, I know who the hell. Yeah, I shouldn't have listened to her. told me that I should get on Plenty of Fish. Oh my gosh. Like, that is the worst one. Don't have. Do yourself a favor, guys and girls. Y'all. We're from Texas. Y'all. Do yourselves a favor and do not ever get on Plenty of Fish. Don't ever do it.
No. Like, we tried to talk about that last time. I've heard that's where the freaks are at.
Yeah. There's freaks. There's crazies. And you know what's funny, though, is I actually met two okay guys off of there. Like, you met one of them.
Who was it?
We
probably can't say a name.
Oh, yeah, we can. He probably doesn't listen. We don't talk anymore.
No, you can't even remember his name.
That's terrible. Keith. God damn it.
Oh, you met him on there. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I met Keith on Plenty of Fish. Mm-hmm. And it was like a random thing. We literally talked for 2 hours and then met up for a drink and had lots of drinks and then had lots of fun.
Yeah, he was pretty cool.
Oh, yeah.
I actually did like him out of like all of the more recent ones.
Yeah. And then I met another guy off of there. I still talk to him. Like, we've been talking for like a year and a half. We're good friends and he's cool. So they're not all bad, but I also met my stalker off there. So, you know,
is that another story or should we go into stalking now?
I don't know. Like, I don't know that stalker situation that burned me for a little bit. Like, I have not been back on Plenty of Fish for that reason because he was crazy. Like, I've never in my life had somebody like stalk my ass like that. Like, that was crazy. That was intense. Like, he was calling me from unknown numbers. I mean, he called me from, I was at a bar one time and he called me from an unknown number, which was a local area code. So of course I answered. I have friends. Like, I mean, someone could be in trouble. No, it was just this guy, and he wanted to call and tell me that I was a whore. I'm like, okay.
Oh, that's right, because you were at a bar with your friends.
Yeah.
And so you're a whore.
It's fine. He still tried to, like, literally not even that long ago, he tried to add me on Snapchat. I don't think so, buddy. I'm not accepting that.
So now this is why we won't wonder why you don't give out your last name, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
I can understand that, though.
But, yeah, and so, like, I think Bumble is probably the best app. But, I mean, it's not good for me because I'm really bad at messaging. And, like, half the people are like, oh, well, I get messages all the time. So I'm not going to answer to, hey, how are you? Look. Could be your dream girl. I just don't know how to start a conversation online. But is that actually something bad? Because I feel like that is not a bad thing.
I don't know.
I can start a conversation in real life, but starting a conversation online is a little weird.
Well, I mean, that's the way things are going now. Though we have to, I guess, get along with the times or whatever.
Well, this is why I've been single for 2 years and it's not looking any better. Oh. Than I did like a year ago. It's fine. I'm not sad about it. I'm just going to drink a drink.
Drink. We're drinking vodka and rum tonight. No wine. No rosé this time.
No rosé. We learned after our last time that we are not rosé people. I mean, we tried to be a rosé person. It looked good in pictures. But
two bottles later, we decided that was not the best.
And then having to work the next day. Yeah, that was really smart. I had the worst headache. Y'all, help a girl out. Never do that.
No, rosé is not our thing. I'm a rum drinker and she's a vodka drinker.
Yeah, we're just gonna stick with that.
I'm not even sure how I'm drinking after Mardi Gras, but okay, we're doing this. I'm going balls out.
Yeah, you better. So I don't know, I just struggle. I think that's my biggest struggle in this like dating world right now, is just like really meeting people, because I'm not good with the online thing. I rarely check my messages. I currently have a Tinder. Hey, Dallas guys, want to shout me out? Come find me on Tinder. No, you won't find me. because I'm not going to swipe. So even if you swipe on there, I'm never on there. Like, it's gonna probably tell me that we're like potential matches. I don't know. I don't know. See, this is what I don't even know.
Well, the five seconds that I was on Tinder was like, it was pretty enjoyable. And like, I got a few messages or whatever, and that was great. However, like, I don't know. There was one guy that I talked to for a few minutes on Tinder, and then he went to the Instagram for our podcast. And this guy proceeded to message.
Don't be this thirsty.
It was so bad. And we need to talk about
this. If you're that thirsty, I will buy you a shot. Because I can't, like, I literally had to send her a text message and say, I'm not answering this guy anymore. I was like, if you want him to support us, then you better jump right in there, because I am not.
But I could totally see why he was still single. Like, he was sending us messages, or us collectively. I was actually responding to it. But he was like, oh, well, I don't think that either one of you want to be dating anybody. And I'm like, hold up. Like, you don't know us, number one. Don't tell us what we think or what we want to do. And I'm like, we're having a conversation with you now. But he was, like, so adamant of trying to find out what this is. What are we doing? Do we want to date? Like, bitch, can I have your name first, please?
Yeah. And that's the kind of shit that I have to deal with all the time. And it's like, they want a super commitment in the first 5 minutes. Motherfucker, I don't know you.
No.
You're not getting nothing from me. And if you are pushing me that hard, I don't want you in my life, because you're going to end up being a stalker. I'm not fucking stupid. Girl's been around the block like a couple times now. Like, I'm not fucking entertaining your shit.
No.
Go home, son. Go home.
Seriously. Like, well, we do live in a fast food environment of basically everything is fast. And that's what the whole dating app thing is all about. Like, you can meet somebody, you can hook up. Like, you don't even have to know them. You don't need to even get to know their names. It's all convenient now. And that's what, like this guy, like, talking, like, hold on. Don't you even want to, like, know anything about us or me or her or whatever? You don't want to know anything about us. You just want to go ahead and assume what you think you know. And that's the problem. So we actually thought about that for a little bit, and we thought, if you guys want us to rate your game, hit us up.
DM right. us. We will help you guys out. Like, I mean, I don't have the best game, but I sure the hell can tell you what I would entertain and what I wouldn't.
Absolutely.
In a heartbeat. But I'm going to tell you what I'm not going to entertain. Is this dumbass guy sending these messages? Okay. I'm literally looking this up right now to let y'all know all the details. So he sent a message at 2:30. Sent a message at 2:31. And said, what's y'all's age? How tall are you? And where are you from? So you're literally entertaining talking to the two of us. Like, boy, we asked for your date stories. Get out of here. And then we didn't answer him because we're at work.
Right. Like, we both work gainfully employed.
Yeah.
Which
we
is
work
a plus.
Regular. We work regular jobs. Like, come on. And so so he sent that text message at 2:31. And then at 2:45, he said, I guess y'all gone. Have a wonderful evening. Okay, so because we didn't answer you in 14 fucking minutes. 14 minutes? Motherfucker, I don't answer people for days. Are you kidding me?
We're talking about working hours. Look, if you have nothing better to do than sit there and wait for a response, I really wouldn't want to get with you anyway. Seriously. Like,
not
can
at all.
You have some other shit going on in your life? Can you go take a shower sometimes or something? Like, if you're there automatically responding to everything that I say, I'm going to wonder about you.
Yeah. So then we didn't. Miranda responded because, okay, let me be real. Like, we have two roles in our Instagram. Is basically me, Krista. I make the posts. And Miranda answers all of you guys.
I'm the friendly one. I'm the extra friendly one.
Yeah, she's the extra friendly one. So I leave that up to her because she makes us sound really sweet. And if an answer for me is probably going to be like, oh, hey, thanks.
No, but we are really sweet, though. But, you know, kind of like she said, she's not the talker of us.
No. Well, I just don't come across well in a message.
And I can talk to a wall.
Yeah. And it's like, in your message, I can literally hear your voice saying it. So it sounds so sweet.
I am sweet.
Like, for me, when I type it out, I'm like, thanks with the exclamation point. And I'm like, that sounds like thanks. Like, it's terrible. I'm like, sure, to other people that probably doesn't sound that way, but in my head I'm like, God, that sounds awful. And then I put this like stupid smiley face, and then you're over here like finding all these awesome emojis, and I'm like, oh my God, we're super friendly.
I am. I've always been that way though. I'm like extra friendly. I can't help it.
Hey, if you want to slide into my DMs, just let me know. Okay. But don't be creepy, okay?
Yeah, please don't.
Yeah, so then this is when I told Miranda, I'm no longer responding to this guy. If you want to keep this conversation, that's fine. And so she responded and she said, we work, both of us. It's not easy to respond right away. We really hope you find what you're looking for. Best of luck. And he said, I'm at work as well. Bitch, what you doing? Scratching your ass? I didn't know that was a job.
No, it was just the whole point that he couldn't even wait a few minutes for a response. I got busy, and you had already at that point written the guy off completely.
Yeah, he annoyed me. Who even says that? I had gotten busy, and then I went back and looked, and I'm like, really?
Yeah. Like, no. I get paid to work, so I'm going to do that first. Yeah. That's going to be the priority. Then you'll come second.
And I'm like, you know, on all my apps, I don't message that much. I try to, but I'm not like a super like social person that way. And like sometimes I don't even answer text messages for a little bit.
That's true.
So it's like, and you don't fucking know me. We're telling you fucking know me.
He was so quick to tell us, oh, you guys aren't going to be into dating. Well, first of all, can you get to know somebody for like 5 seconds? That would be great.
But yeah, I mean, that's all I ask is like, just take the time to get to know me like a little bit. Actually, you know, because I'm not big on like the messaging. So it's like my thing is I would rather just like message back and forth a little bit and then like meet for like a drink. Yeah. But it's like getting these fools to just meet for a drink. Oh my gosh. I'm like, can we keep it casual? Can we keep it casual? Like, I don't want to commit to a whole dinner because I did that one time and it was awful.
To marriage even. Like,
right? Right? I'm like, no, I don't want to commit to a full dinner with you crazies. Like, no, I did that when I first started out. And then I ended up at this awkward dinner where I literally talked to myself for an hour. And within this hour, I have never eaten and drinking so fast in my life. I drank 2 margaritas and ate some fajitas, ate some queso. Y'all were from Texas.
Oh, yeah.
We've been all up in these margaritas, fajitas, and queso. But yeah, I ate all that, drank 2 margaritas in an hour. Okay. So I'm going to admit I'm an asshole. So I'm going to tell you this little tidbit after this date. So I had to sit through this like awkward meal. I'm like basically one manning the conversation. Yay. And I'm like 2 margaritas in. So, hey, I'm chatting with myself and it is a fun time. So we leave and I'm like, okay, well, it's nice to meet you. Bye. And like, I start to walk away and he was like, oh, I wanted to give you a hug. And I was like, no, I'm good. And I'm telling you guys, I'm literally walking, like I'm walking across the parking lot. And he was like, well, I was thinking that we could go do something else. And I was like, oh no, I'm good. I had a good time. Nice to meet you. And I'm like literally screaming this across the parking lot. Like I was hightailing my ass out of there. And this guy just like sat there like dumbfounded. And I'm like, okay, well, I feel like kind of an asshole, but bah, I'm not staying here. I'm like, I am about to call up my friends and go meet them for a drink and like, fuck this dude.
God, at least you know we're a good time. At least.
Yeah. I mean, he got lucky because he ended up being my friend. But, you know, hey, that's a different story.
Oh, he is your friend?
He was my friend.
Oh.
But in the friendly kind of friend way.
Oh, fuck buddy friend.
Yeah.
Mm. Wait, this guy ended up being your fuck buddy and you were like so against it?
Awkward guy.
You about awkward guy. Yeah, we have nicknames for these guys, by the way. Some of them I don't even know their real names because their nickname is the only thing that we
yeah.
We would refer to them as. And yeah. I think we actually have a story about another one, or you have another story about
they all have nicknames. That one will come later.
Whenever we get into the whole you need to check out who the fuck you're going on a date with.
Yeah.
Don't just decide to meet somebody in a bar without even trying to find them on social media or find out if they're a serial killer first.
For real. Okay. So, well, I guess then we're just going to dive right into this.
Let's do it.
So, yeah. So after my like little, like my start to dating, like getting back in that world, you know, I was just like diving in. Like I was like, yeah, I'm gonna straight up dive into this. Like it's all good. I'm gonna meet all these people. They're all who they say they are. They all present themselves in their true natural light. Yes, that's so true. Because I was totally doing the same thing. No, I do present myself like to be pretty much who I am, and I like say like I'm a sarcastic asshole. So you're gonna have to like take it, and if you can't, then I'm sorry. I'm gonna rule your world, and I'm gonna run all over you. Anyways, back to the story. So I met this guy on Bumble, and I went and met him, and I refer to him as Tattoo Dad. And just figure that out on your own.
Good old Tattoo Dad.
Yeah. Figure out how I got to that conclusion on your own. Figure it out. but yeah, so I nicknamed him Tattoo Dad. And we went out and we had a good time, and like it was a really good first date, and I was like, oh, score, yes, I got one, like oh my gosh, like we had this great conversation. We went that was when I would still meet people for dinner, and so we went to dinner, and then we went to a bar afterwards and had some more drinks and some more conversation, and we left, we kissed, and it's all good. Well, and I didn't hear from him.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun. Well, no, I did hear from him the next day and that night and, like, I think a couple days after that. And then all of a sudden, like, he just, like, straight up went ghost on me. Like, we're going to talk about that in a minute.
Radio silent. 'Cause that's just
fucking the worst. So, yeah, he went radio silent on me. And I was like, what happened? Like, we had so much fun. Like, we're Facebook friends. Like, you're still on my Facebook.
Yeah, and that usually never happens.
Right? Yeah, because this was before I stopped giving out my Facebook. Now you fuckers are never going to get it. but so we were like Facebook friends. And then, like, of course, I see on his Facebook, he's like dating other people. I'm like, okay, whatever. It's fine. Not hurt at all. I'm not in my feelings. It's fine. But yeah, so we like kind of stopped talking for a little bit. And then he just randomly, like all of you guys do, you randomly like just text like one day, or like if you're on Facebook, you comment on a picture and you're like, oh yeah. So anyways, when I first met him, he was like all like pomp and circumstance and had this like big ass lifted car that he couldn't get into the fucking parking garage, or this big ass lifted truck, you know, Texans and their trucks. Mm-hmm. And like we went to like this really nice area and had like really good dinner, and he had this house and all this stuff. And then, like, I started seeing weird things on Facebook. And, like, he texted me and asked me if I wanted to go out again. And I was like, yeah, let's go out. I was like, we had a good enough time the first time. I don't have anything going on. Let's meet up for a drink. So we met up for a drink. It was, like, not as good of a place as we went the first time. Hmm. And then, like, I pulled up the same time that he did. But I was like, well, that's weird. You no longer have this truck. You have, like, a little cash car. What happened? I'm not sure what happened here.
Well, at this point, anyway.
Yeah. So we go on this date. We, like, have a good time. We have some drinks. We end up hooking up. It's all good. Whatever. I was like, whatever. I don't care. And then, like, I didn't talk to him after that because I was like, whatever. Like, fool me once, motherfucker. I'm about to fuck you twice. No. Just kidding.
Yeah, she's not kidding. No, she might be kidding.
But so I didn't talk to him after that because I was like, ah, whatever. Wasn't that great? Like, I ain't into it. But so I started seeing this, like, with these weird cryptic posts on Facebook, and there was like stuff about like going away, and I'm like, who the fuck talks about like going away? Like, where are you going? Vacation? Like, where?
I would have like totally thought like suicide or something like that.
I don't, well, it wasn't like that cryptic.
Oh, okay.
So it wasn't like that dark, but he was like talking about going away, and I'm like, I don't fucking, what is going on? So one day I'm just like, you know, my curiosity gets the best of me. So I decided to just Google his name, because at this point I knew his full name, like first, middle, and last. I'm like, you weren't being that secretive. So I straight up just Googled his first, middle, and last name. What the hell pops up? A fucking news article. It is this guy. He freaking is going away to federal prison is what he's talking about, because he committed fraud and basically stole millions of dollars from people. And I'm like, huh. Well, I never paid for anything. I'm like, what the hell?
At least you got the good side of it.
I know. Like, but still, I'm like, well, I didn't realize that I was dating an almost convicted felon. He's gone now, y'all. I don't know. He's somewhere in the federal pen system.
Yeah. So needless to say,
maybe I'll become a pen pal.
No, I won't.
I won't.
Absolutely not.
That is not on my to-do list, guys. Not.
Absolutely not. Speaking of which, I don't understand how that even goes down, but
I don't know. There's a whole show about it, and I watch it because, you guys, I watch a lot of trashy TV. There's a whole show about it.
Don't even get us started on the serial killer podcast, like true crime.
Oh yeah,
I'm super obsessed. Me too.
Also, as a single person that lives by herself and is dating, that's a thing that I probably should not be watching.
No, she can actually be one of the most paranoid people. Like, there's somebody knocking outside my door. I'm like, it's a salesperson, maybe. And she's like, no,
I'm not answering, motherfucker. I can see you on video now. I'm not answering that door. Get off my stoop.
Oh, seriously, though. Like, some of those podcasts will have you just going, oh, yeah, like, you totally married this guy for 10 years, and then he turns out to be raping, like, small children on the side. Like,
and,
what
you know,
the fuck?
And, like, I fall asleep listening to this stuff, so this is the worst. Like, I wake up in the middle of the night, and I'm like, oh, my God, someone broke into my house. I'm dying. Like, what is this? And I'm fine. I'm in the bed by myself. No one's going to break in because I have 500 dogs. Try it. It's not going to happen. So, I know. I'm one of those super animal lovers. That's just, like, I have to, like, preface that, like, before I date someone, I'm like, you better, like, no, for real, you're walking into a zoo.
But it's fine. It's fine. Yeah. Well, I haven't been in the new dating world. I haven't done the whole app thing and all that stuff. I did date a guy that I probably should have checked out. He was in, like, a band with some of my friends or whatever. And that's actually how I found out that he was on sexoffenders.com. After I'd been dating him. Like,
that is stupid. Like, if I Googled that guy and he was on, like, sexoffenders.com, I'd be like, okay, for one, I can't now have you nicknamed Tattoo Dad because I feel like that's inappropriate. Like, someone should have stopped you from having kids. Okay, guys, if we're offending some sex offenders out there, I'm sorry.
I don't give a fuck.
But I'm not fucking sorry because, no, I don't give a fuck. You shouldn't be doing your dirty shit. Get out of here.
Sex offenders. No. Right. Sorry about your
We're
life.
Here. We are here to offend lots of people.
Right. Hopefully we do offend people. At least people like that.
Yeah. I don't know how I would feel if I would have, like, found out that he was a sex offender. I probably would have been like, what the fuck?
Freaked me all the way out. I didn't know what to do. Like, one of our friends was the one that told me, like, oh, yeah, you didn't know he was on sex offenders? Like,
well, for one, what kind of fucking friend is that? Because I would have told you that shit way up front.
Well, maybe.
Right when I found out about it.
I mean,
no, they approached that situation like they fucking knew and they just thought you knew and you were okay with it. Yeah, I'm okay with dating this sex offender. Like, it's so cool.
Oh, no. I still actually periodically check and see because it's on there for, like, ever. Seriously. Well, if you want to know, check sexoffenders.com before you go out with somebody, please.
All I'm saying is, like, just in general, do a quick Google search because you never know what you're going to find on Google.
Right.
And just, like, type in their name. I know it's hard, like, with the dating apps because you...
you don't really get
because
to know
you don't
woman.
Have their last name most of the time. But if you, I mean, I always suggest, like, giving your number and, like, switching it to texting because you can find out so much stuff just Googling someone's number. Or if you're on Facebook, a lot of times if you put their number on your phone, then you can, it'll pop up as, like, a suggested friend on Facebook. Yeah, we know how to stalk, okay? But, or I know how to stalk. no, we both know how to stalk.
I'm like, I didn't even think about that,
yeah.
But you're right.
Well, it just happened one day and they showed up and I was like, how the fuck, how does Facebook know? Can they see me? Like, hiding. Can they see me? But I use that to my advantage because then I can, like, figure out their last name and then I can Google search them and I can find out your mom, your dad, your second cousin. No. I mean, it's not that crazy, but I can at least find out if you have
a
record.
It's not like you're reaching out to them or anything like that. But.
Hell no, I'm not going to add them, but I will stalk the pictures that are public. Get out of here.
Let's be real. Like, in today's climate, we have so much going on with sex trafficking and people,
girl, that shit's,
like,
scary.
Yeah, getting kidnapped. Really, it's a safe bet to it's not crazy. You're just kind of protecting
yourself. No, you need to protect yourself. And you also everybody needs to do this. Like, whenever I go out on a date, I send it in a group chat. Like, I have a group chat with, like, four of my closest girlfriends, and I send that I'm going out with, like going out on a date in the group chat, but also I have at least 2 to 3 of my girlfriends that can always find me on like Find My Friends or Google Maps at all times. Yep. So guys, just fair warning, I have at least 2 to 3 friends that are always going to know where I am.
And at least one of them's packing.
Yeah. So don't fuck with
us. I don't know who that is.
Me neither. It's not me. But oh, so funny. just protect yourself. That's all it is. Like, you got to protect yourself because these people are crazy. Like, some people that okay.
Be smart is all we're saying.
Yeah, because it's like a lot of people just present themselves in a way that is not truly how they feel. Like, I went out. Okay, so I went out on a date with this guy and I was like kind of into it. But so I was like, hey, let's meet for a drink. Well, he didn't really tell me that he didn't really drink. So I'm like, okay, for one, that's a wrong step. Like, be honest about it. Then we could have met for coffee. It's not like I'm a freaking alcoholic. I don't need to meet for a drink. But that's just like the easiest adult thing to do for a date. Like when you want it to be casual. So, but I'm like, I can easily like meet you for like a latte. I'm good with that. So I met him. Like, I told my friends about it, and from the get-go, he just gave me weird vibes. There was just some, and it's like, listen to your freaking gut, because there was just something weird about this guy, yeah. And he, like, we were talking, and he was really into, like, I want to be in a relationship, and I was like, cool, because at the moment, I was like, oh, I could kind of dig being in a relationship, and I don't know, after that, it kind of scared me off. I'm not really in the relationship mood right now, but I was like, cool, like, I want to date someone where it doesn't feel like it's just going to be like a hookup. Right. So I went out with him and like we had some pretty good conversation, and like he had a beer and I had a beer, and then like the waitress came back and asked if we were gonna have another one, and he was like, no, but she can. And I was like, well, I'm having one, whatever. You like, why agree to come to a bar if you're not really a drinker? Like, whatever, it's fine. So he asked me if I wanted to go back to his place, and I'm like, no, that's weird. Like, we're here on like a first date to get to know each other and like not as a hookup. So that just gave me like weird vibes because he kept trying to get me to go to his place. So I just asked him, I don't really know how to get out of this. So I just asked him, I was like, well, are you hungry? Because he had mentioned like food earlier. And he was like, yeah, I'm a little hungry. And I was like, okay, me too. And I was like, let's go somewhere to eat. And so we picked this place, and there was literally one right around the corner from where we were. And he ended up picking one that made it like, that was like 10 minutes further down the road that drove us past his place. And then he said, well, you can just drop your car off at my place and we can ride together. Hell no.
No, that's a whole red lot of red flag.
Motherfucking flag. Red flag. Like, all of my alerts went up and I was like, what in the fuck? Hell no. Girls, do not get in a car with a guy on the first date. Someone that you don't know. Don't do it. Do not ever put yourself in that situation. So I was like, red motherfucking flag.
I'm unless you're into that thing, though. Like, if that's you, then that's you. If you're just in there to hook up or whatever, I mean.
Well, no, just like hooking up, that's fine. Mm-hmm. Like, do you. It's not like I haven't been there. It's not like we haven't all been there. I'm not saying that. But there's like, you know when it's creepy.
Oh, for sure.
Like, that was some creepy shit. So then I'm like, okay, well, no. I was like, no, I can just drive myself. I'm cool. Like, hey, I can drive myself to the restaurant 10 minutes down the road. So we left at the same time, got in our prospective cars, left the parking lot at the same time. And I get to the place, and I walk in, and I have to pee really bad because I had 2 beers. And I look around thinking that he's going to be there. He's not there.
I'm you forgot to mention, though, that you even got lost on the way over.
Oh, yeah. I did get lost and turned around. So that's why I was thinking that he was going to be there already. Mm. And, he's not there. And I was like, okay, fuck it. Like, I'm going to go to the bathroom. I go to the bathroom and I come back out. And, you know, it takes a minute for girls to pee. And, like, I come back out. He's still not there. I'm like, what the hell? So I sit down and I, like, wait a couple minutes. And I text him. And I'm like, where are you? No response. Mm. Okay. So I wait. And I wait. And I wait for like 5 minutes. No response. What the fuck? So I just get up and leave. I'm like, fuck this. Like, what in the hell? And he literally, like, I get in my car. I call Miranda. And I'm like, this motherfucker. Like, what the hell? And as I'm calling her, it's like 5 minutes later, he texts me back and he's like, I just got here. Hold up. Hold the motherfucking phone. What the hell you mean you just got there? So you're telling me that you stopped on your way home, so or on the way to the restaurant at home, to basically make a murder room? Because this is what I feel like. I am picturing Dexter in my mind. Like, he set up all the plastic and all the shit to tie my ass up so that he could drain all my blood and kill me. This is what I was picturing in my head. I was like, this guy is crazy. And I was like, he's like, I'm in the bathroom. Hold the fuck up.
Well, I mean, maybe he was just taking a deuce. Who knows?
Like, he answered, like, he literally answered my text and said that he was in the bathroom 15 minutes after I sent the damn text. I'm like, no, I have already driven here. I've gotten lost. I went to the bathroom. I came back and then I sent you the damn text. And then you answered me 15 minutes after that. Like, where the hell have you been? I'm like, I'm going to need to see your credit card, your receipts. I'm going to figure out where the hell you went, because I feel like you picked up kill supplies on the way.
He totally stopped at Walmart for rope. And he like did. A kiddie pool.
He did. He's an idiot. He obviously doesn't watch enough true crime, because why the fuck would you do that? You would have already been prepared for days.
I mean, obviously, we are just making fun of the whole situation. It probably wasn't all of that. Well, however, it is funny as hell to talk about.
It is, but it was creepy. And then I told him that I left. I was like, well, you didn't respond to me, so I left, because I'm not going to sit around looking like an idiot. Because yeah. Obviously, people knew I was waiting for someone and they didn't show up. So I left, and he texted me and was like, well, you just want to come back to my place then?
He kept trying to get you to come back.
Hold the fuck up. No. No, no, no. I do not want to come back to your place. I already told you that I didn't want to come back to your place. And then he was like, and so I was like, no, maybe next time. And he was like, oh, no, I'm good. And I was like, oh,
you're good.
What? I was like, wait, huh? And I was like, I thought you were looking for someone to date. I am. So what?
So basically, just because you wouldn't go home with him that night, then you're not dateable?
Yeah, because I wouldn't fuck him that night. I'm not dateable.
Fast food relationships, you guys. Like, that's what's going on.
He wanted to know if I could get it, like, if he could get it in the first date and if it was good, I guess.
Yeah, fuck that. For real. Like, I could not get with the whole dating app thing and all of that shit that's going on.
It's a mind fuck. It really is. People are shitty.
We have absolutely no patience in getting to know anybody. Our level of communication is like dwindling to fucking nothing.
Yeah, and people just like, I mean, they don't even feel like they have to like end a relationship anymore. It's like, oh, I went out with this guy a few times. It's like, he just doesn't even fucking talk. Oh, I got another story about that.
Ghosting.
Like, yeah, it's like, you don't even talk to me anymore. Okay, well, you're a fucking douchebag. I will tell that story. Should I tell that story now?
The ghosting story?
Yeah, you know the one.
Sure, we can tell that ghosting story. I actually have some questions from people who have been ghosted, okay, and they want to know how to handle that.
But yeah, the idea of ghosting is just like, I just don't even understand why that is a thing that people do. It's so, nothing frustrates me more than not receiving an answer from somebody. You know they saw it.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely. It's just freaking rude. And I can't say that I haven't ever done it, because I have.
Right. I guess if it's something you're just really not interested in, but I think maybe the hard thing to swallow is they might not have been that interested in you.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know. But, I mean, regardless, though, we shouldn't ghost anybody.
No. It's like, have respect for yourself and for other people and, like, be a good human being and just say, like, I'm not that interested.
What is so hard about saying that and, like, just being real?
Yeah, and it? I mean, it can be hard because it's like, you don't want to hurt people's feelings. Like, that's my big thing. Like, I'm not out here to, like, hurt people's feelings, but I think it's better to just be honest about it.
For sure. I mean, it's more hurtful to just disappear, in yeah. my opinion.
Yeah. I mean, even, okay, so coming from me, apparently this is just, I'm going to tell y'all all of my dirty little stories tonight. they're not even dirty, but like, obviously, I just had the best time out here. So I had dated this guy, you met him too, and we went out in Fort Worth and had this little onesie party, and like, he was so cool because he like, came all out in onesie because we did we literally wore onesies and did a little bar crawl for one of our friends' birthdays.
It was fun.
Yeah, it was fun. Yes, we're those kind of fun people. We will wear onesies out to bars and yeah. not give a flying fuck. So we're wearing these onesies and he comes out with us and he's really cool. Like, I just wasn't sure if it was like somebody that I really wanted to like date, but I was like, trying to figure it out. So that's why I invited him out. And I was like, you know, friends can really give you like another perspective. And I mean, he did pretty well with everybody. He was buying everybody's freaking drinks all night and whatever.
We'll never complain about that.
Right. Especially when you're buying a huge group of people drinks all night. But yeah, so we like stayed the night together that night and like we had a good time. And the next week we just both kind of got really busy. And like, I'm an adult. I feel like I'm dating adults and like we live our like own lives at this point. So it's like you're finding your way into like dating someone that already has an established life. So sometimes, you know, other things get in the way and you don't always have time for each other. So it's like, you know, I understand. Like, I will give you a little wiggle room if we can't hang out all the time. I don't want to hang out with you all the time. Mm-mm. That's not my thing. Whatever. Some people's like, oh, I want to be glued to your hip. Please don't. Don't date me then, because I don't need to be glued to anybody's hip. But so, like, we got a little busy the next week, and we planned to, like, hang out, like, a week later, like, a day. And that we were talking about it, and, like, we were talking and texting, and then we were going to hang out, like, the next day. Well, the next day I was at work and like I didn't hear from him. And I'm like, huh, well, that's weird. I don't know what's going on here. Whatever. So then I texted him like at the end of the day because I was like, oh, maybe he got busy. And I was like, hey, are we still hanging out tonight? Nothing. This motherfucker ghosted me. And I was like, wait a hot fucking second. Literally, we just confirmed plans to go out the day before. Who does that? And I was sitting here on the fence with you. You were all about me. Right. And I'm sitting here on the fence with you and then you ghost me? Oh, no.
Isn't it just like human nature, though? You're like, wait a minute. You were supposed to be into me and I was not.
That was so rude. Like, that was so rude. And I was all up in my feelings about it, even though I didn't even know if I felt feelings for you. But I was all up in my feelings about it. And so then, of course, like, I wait a couple. I'm like, I texted. I'm like, so are we still meeting up? Nothing. Well, I'm not the kind of girl that's like going to sit there and send text over text over text. I just don't do it. So I just didn't reach out to him again. Didn't hear anything. Well, like a few days later, I'm like drunk, of course. And I'm like,
still obviously like, in your feelings.
Yeah, I'm drunk and salty about this shit. So I just text him. I'm like, did I miss something? Where did this go wrong? Yeah. And he texts me back because he's drunk and salty too. And he texts me back and he was like, well, I just thought that things changed after we hung out that one night with your friends. And he's like, I just didn't feel like you were into it. Who gave you the right to read me? Nobody.
Please stop that,
I was
guys.
Trying to make my own decision, and I was still wanting to hang out with you because I wasn't sure where I was.
Well, yeah. Well, you made the plans to hang out. So.
Yeah. Well, and that was really rude. Like, if you were really feeling that way, why would you make plans to hang out with me? Like, that is just obnoxious.
And if you weren't feeling it, why would you make plans with hanging out with me?
Right. Like, I don't know what the hell happened. So, of course, was you know like what I did?
Oh, sorry. Was it going to be like a situation of I'm going to get ghost her before I get ghosted? Is that
yeah, that's what I felt like. He was like preempting the ghost. And I was like, what the fuck? Well, then we had a discussion and we ended up going out again and hooking up and then we never talked again. I'm telling you, this is the kind of thing that I do. I will be like, oh, yeah. And then I'll meet you again and then I won't ever talk to you again because you know what? I want to come out on top. It's all I have. No one wants to fucking date me. So I want to be the one that like fucking breaks up with y'all.
So that was essentially the same thing. Like you just
I know I'm an asshole, but you know, he didn't try to reach out to me either. So fuck him.
I think that's like people are so guarded. Maybe that's what it is. Like you don't want to be the first one to be in that situation where you do get ghosted because that is a shitty feeling. Let's be real. It really is.
It is. And, you know, it is whatever. Like I try not to be that person, but sometimes it just happens. And I don't know what to say about it, honestly, because it's really easier. But I try not to be that person, but
I had another friend that was actually talking to me recently about getting ghosted. She had gone out on a date. We're just going to call her, what's a good name? We're just going to call her Brenda. Why not Brenda? Now
that is not a good name. Who the hell? Like, no.
Okay, Amy. We're going to go with Amy.
I'm like, I don't like Amy's.
We're not changing that. It's going to be Amy. This story is about Amy. Anyway.
It's fine, Amy.
Amy really had she had a really good date with a guy. She was actually kind of on the fence about going out with him or whatever, but then she ended up meeting him one night after work. And the date was going really well. They went to a movie. They did the whole dinner thing. Like, it was nice. She met some of his friends. She's like, okay. She's like, I like the friends too. Yeah, they did like a group date. So a bunch of friends met up. And so that was cool too, because she kind of got the approval from the friends. So
yeah, I would never agree to that on a first date.
I know. I mean, but, you know, whatever.
To each their own.
Yeah, she was cool with it. Yeah. And she's pretty social. She's a very cool chick.
Yeah.
But then, okay, so she ended up hooking up with a guy. Go ahead. I mean, first date, let's whatever, you know, do what you want to do.
Hormones fly. I've been there. Maybe, I've been there.
Maybe it's been a while. Like, I don't know the whole circumstances, but she did hook up with him on the first date. So they ended up talking for probably about a week more, and it was in text or whatever, and they made plans. And then she just suddenly, like, stopped hearing from him. And she was really hurt about it, you know, like, she was hopeful because he was a nice guy.
Yeah.
But, you know, just for him to disappear, like, out of nowhere. And she even, like, here, just read all the text messages. And so I read them. And I couldn't find anything that she had done wrong.
Because there never is. There's never a clue up to the lead up of, like, I mean, it's not like they're going to say, hey, I'm about to ghost your ass. Like, there's never a lead up to it. Like, literally, never.
But even, like, you know, if there's, like, a big lull between messages or something, or they're just not showing interest. But even, like, the way he was talking, like, you can almost tell the emotion in his text messages, because it wasn't just like, yes, no, you know, he was actually talking.
Well, you know what happened in that situation, I guarantee you, is that he was still up on that app and someone else, like, swiped right on him that he thought was going to be better. And then he's probably miserable and, like, wishing he will probably eventually reach back out to her. I've had this happen multiple times.
Yeah.
And he'll probably reach back out to her at some point. But that's also, like, that's also kind of why you don't, like, if you really want to date someone, if you're feeling, like, the date vibes, that's why you really just can't sleep with them on the first date. Like, sometimes it's, like, you really can't help it because you have, like, this instant connection. You're like, ooh, yeah.
That's the heat of the moment. Let's be real.
Yeah, it is, like, the heat of the moment. But sometimes you gotta have some self-control. Like, you gotta be able to, like, keep it in your pants for a minute. And I'm not judging anybody when I'm saying this, because this girl knows. I have.
First hand do I know.
That sounds weird. It's not like you were there.
Like, well, not in the car with us.
Oh,
we went there, didn't we? Well, you said it. I didn't.
But we're not talking about that. But, I mean, it does happen. But at the same time, it's like, you know, you're setting a standard there.
Oh, absolutely.
So
you do. If you want to be respected as the person that you wants or they want to take home to mom,
yeah,
don't be, like, the girl that's going to fuck in the back of the car.
Yeah, I mean, that's probably not the person that they're going to take home to mommy and be like, hey, mommy.
Unless you're down with that. Like, if you're down with fucking in the back of the car.
Yeah, you're probably definitely not going to have coffee with mommy at that point.
Probably not. I don't think that's a thing. But, you know, it's a thing. She's whispering to me. No, it is. Like, it all is a matter of what you want. You have to put out there what you want. Let me say that again. You have to put out there what you want to get back. And if you want to be respected, like, be respectable. Not saying that you can't be respected if you just want to fuck on the first date. That's not what I'm saying at all. It's just a matter of what you want or where you think this relationship or your date has the potential to go.
Yeah. And I mean, just from, like, past experiences, like, I don't know. I've never had, like, a relationship form out of anybody that I fucked on the first date. And
or at least that was worth a damn.
Yeah. And then it's like, even if it was like, there was always some, like, underline of, like, this girl's just here to have a good time. Like, fuck you guys. I'm a real person. Like, Jesus.
No, we definitely know how to,
like,
have a good time.
I just wanted to live for a minute. Okay.
What it is, like, if you're gonna hook up, whatever. I just told her to stop texting. I mean, she texted him, like, twice. Good. Like, she tried once, she tried again a few days later, that was it. And I was like, you know, generally, if you just don't give a fuck, they will eventually come back if there was any interest at all.
Well, and that's what happens to me all the time, is, like, I have these guys ghost me, and then it's like, I don't sit here and, like, send them 1,000 text messages, because I'm not fucking stupid.
No.
I know once you haven't answered me, you're not gonna answer my next one.
No.
And
like, ladies, let's make this a rule. If you get ghosted, Do not be
not
butthurt.
Even ladies. Let's say ladies and guys, because guys, we know this happens to you. We know us women are super shitty, just like all of y'all. And we actually women probably do this more than men do. Who knows? That's I don't know, because I'm not dating women. But like, that's just an area that I just don't want to go over right now, but maybe like a year from now.
But
catch me like, on the flip side.
If you get ghosted, please do not be butthurt. Just chalk it up for what it is. You know that wasn't the right person for you at that time. But getting butthurt is just going to make you look like a total fucking ass.
I would say, like, because I've had a lot of people ghost me, and I would say probably more than like 75% of them have hit me back up.
Yeah.
Because I just don't reach out. They're like, oh, well, I just thought this bitch was going to be crazy, and I wasn't.
Yeah. If you don't show the crazy, then you're probably going to get hit back
up. Hide the crazy.
Everybody's got a little amount of crazy. But even like old relationships of mine, like we're talking way back. I've even had an ex of 20 years hit me up. Hey, what are you doing? Like, I wish I had never fucked shit up with you, you know? And a lot of my exes do come back at some point or another. They do.
If my exes try to come back, I ain't answering. Don't call me.
But I guarantee, though, if I had acted any other way, if I had gotten crazy or butthurt or something, or just acted like out of line with them, I would have never heard from them again.
Yeah. I could see that. I mean, I think that every relationship that I've had or like dating experience, I think it's all ended on like a pretty good note. I mean, there was this one ex-boyfriend like back in high school where, you know, I mean, some shit happened because I was crazy, but we're not going there. We don't talk anymore. Fine. I'm not that sad about it.
We are not even worried about being friends at this point.
No, we're not friends.
It's cool. But ghosting, chalk it up for what it is. Don't let that shit bother you. If you're upset that you fucked them and then whatever, like nothing came out of it, you might want to wait to fuck them. Just saying.
Just
wait a little bit. You can wait like 5 minutes. You've already gone like, oh, it's been 6 months. Well, you've been 6 months. You can wait another month. Whatever, you know what I mean? If that's what you want. If you want to fuck them and that's what you're out to do, perfect. Like, that's all. I'm all for it. I do not judge. But if you do see some potential, back up a little bit. Let them get to know you a little bit. So that way they don't know your vagina before they know your personality.
But hey, if that's your best side of you, then go ahead.
Go ahead, girl. Do you.
I just feel like I could literally go on talking about this, like talking about dating in general forever. Like, there's just so many
different facets to
there are just like so many different areas that I would like to talk about that we haven't even been able to talk about, but I'm starting to think that we might need to make this a two-parter.
This is definitely going to be a two-parter because we're already closing in on, I mean, we don't want to go too long, we don't want to run you guys off completely.
Yeah, like, I hope you made it this long.
Right.
It's going to be a little annoying.
This is our first real episode, so give us a fucking break, okay?
But I know we have, like, some more stories to share. Well, I have more stories to share. I'm just going to let y'all all just enjoy my, like, sad little dating life over here.
Oh, trust me, I've got some to share, too. They may have not happened recently, but I have some.
Yeah, I mean...
Oh, Lord. So anyway, before we go, I want to do a few shout outs. What do you think?
Yeah.
Because, okay, we said this in the beginning of the podcast. There have been so many helpful people in this community. Can't even believe like how helpful they've been. And like, we've learned a lot. We knew absolutely nothing whenever we dove in.
Like,
this.
Absolutely nothing. Like, I barely knew how to turn on my freaking computer, which is so sad because I feel like, okay, so I like, I'm part of this generation that should be so tech savvy, and I am the worst. I'm the worst. This is why I feel like I don't get down with like dating apps. Like, I don't want to do it. Like, but I also know nothing about computers, but I'm learning. Oh, yeah. I'm learning. Like, Google is my best friend right now. I'm figuring this shit out one day at a time. Like, we'll figure it out.
So I know where to go whenever I have problems because I don't know a damn thing about what we're doing. Yeah. And then the whole podcast thing. We knew absolutely nothing. And that's what is so cool about the conversations that we've had with people that have reached out to us or vice versa that have been, like, literally helping us through this and getting us together and helping us form kind of like, you know, basically all the tech stuff. Like, we've had questions, they've answered them for us. So we do want to do a few shout outs to some people that have been so cool and so helpful over the last couple of weeks.
Go, girl.
Okay. So, very first one, it's going to be the I Mean It podcast. At I Mean It podcast on Instagram. They are from LA. We still don't know your guys' full names yet, but you guys gave us a shout out on your live recording of your podcast. We dug it. We appreciate it.
Oh, we're going to find a way to LA.
Like, yeah, they were like, oh, they're not coming from Texas. Fuck that. I said, we're coming from Texas. We're going to do it.
Yeah. We'll meet you. We'll meet you out in them streets. Ooh, those streets, man. We'd probably come back with some stories up in those streets.
Well, I'm just saying, though, LA, I would love to go. You have called out two girls that love to travel. Don't play with us. Do not threaten us with a good time. So, anyway.
For real. And please, we will make you regret that decision. Like, you will be like, we cannot hang out with these crazy fuckers anymore.
But no, really, I Mean It podcast, we appreciate you guys. We really do, and appreciate the shout out that you gave to us. And we would love to collab with you soon. You know, you can come to Texas too. Just saying.
Yeah. We're friendly. Yeah. We're Texans. We're from the South. We're super friendly. We like hugs. Yay.
All right. And the other one that I wanted to shout out is 35K a day. Actually, I don't know his name either. 35K a day.
I don't know. We got to be better people.
I know. It's at 35, the numbers 35K a day on Instagram. This guy, he is going to be your go-to guy if you need some inspiration.
Oh my gosh,
he is positivity.
For real. It is like stupidly insane. I'm like, I'm just not this positive a person, but hey, right. Fake it till you make it.
He may be turning us around. Who knows? Like, right. I don't know. I'm pretty positive, but no, I really appreciate like all the things that he tags us on and includes us.
Yeah, it's very motivational. It's awesome.
Yeah, definitely. So shout out to him as well. Also, we want to shout out to the Salumist podcast. These guys are freaking amazing. First of all, I got to say they're brilliant. They're absolutely brilliant. Smart guys. I love listening
to them.
They
are. Their podcast is awesome. It really is.
They're funny. They are smart. And Lord have mercy, those accents. You think we have accents? You gotta
I don't have an accent. Shut up.
I do. I know I do. Girl, I'm from a farm. I know I have an accent.
Well, I lived the farm life a little bit, but that was up in Minnesota, not here.
Yeehaw. It's fine. So, no, please go check out those guys. They're at the Salumist podcast on Instagram. Check them out.
I know at least one of them is married, but oh, man, those boys are cute. And also, yeah. Come to Dallas. It's fine. Y'all are welcome.
Right. We heard that. We heard that.
We heard that.
Yeah, they are definitely easy on the eyes as well. Check those guys out for sure. And last but not least, we have to give a very big shout out to Let's Get Weird podcast. And that's at the Let's Get Weird podcast, I think.
Well, I that was so awkward.
I know, right? Sorry, Mike.
We'll be better people next time, I swear.
Right. But you can find it. Search Let's Get Weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Gage and Mike are hosting that podcast. Mike has been freaking amazing with us.
Oh, yeah. He's awesome.
Yeah. He's been very so helpful and like helping us with tech stuff and music and things like that. So we really, really, really appreciate Mike.
And their podcast is pretty funny. I've been listening to a couple episodes and busted out laughing. Like, pretty hardcore. It was great.
No, those guys are hysterical for real. Mike, though, serious, for everything that you've been helping us with, we really, truly appreciate it. But that's it for now. We have more shout outs, but we are going to get to those. We're not going to make a whole freaking episode of shout outs because we could at this point.
I know. Everybody has been so helpful to us and supportive. It's like stupid.
I know.
And we were not expecting it, so we're a little bit overwhelmed, but that's awesome. I would like to give a special shout out.
Oh, okay.
Goes out to my future ex-husband.
Hey.
I'm just letting you know. You're out there somewhere. I'm waiting.
She will find you.
I'm waiting. That wasn't creepy at all. I am never going to get a date after this. I hope y'all know this. Yeah.
I went Taken and you went like totally fucking Silence of the Lambs.
Well, you know, I got a dark side, girl.
It's really not that dark.
Well, I mean, yeah, we'll get into that in another episode.
Yes, absolutely. So, I mean, I guess we should sign off for now.
But we're here to talk, to chat. Send us questions.
Yes.
Send us bad date stories. Hit us up on the Instagrams. Y'all, it's in these streets.podcast.
Yeah.
Follow us. like us, subscribe to our podcast.
Yeah,
we'd definitely really appreciate it.
We love the stories that we've been getting. We didn't tell any on this episode because we just totally talked through the whole damn thing.
But yeah, we talk too much. It's fine.
We have great stories, though, that you guys have sent to us, and we definitely plan on sharing on the next episode. Please keep them coming. Please keep your questions coming. We love it.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.